The Money Show.
The Markets.
Well, we saw shares in the technology firm Adept IT fall quite sharply today. Worst day in over a year. Amid reports that the chief executive, Sipho Tshabalala, hired thugs to beat up his estranged wife's partner. Now, the Sunday Times reporting yesterday, huge scandal in the Sunday Times. They do like a good scandal. That Neo Shabalala's partner, a guy called Sipho Ndzuza, is in a critical condition in a Durban hospital. This is serious stuff. Sibuniso Nqumalo is the portfolio manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group. Let's leave the salacious detail out, as salacious as it is. But the Adept IT chief executive, Sipho Tshabalala, taking a leave of absence after the reports yesterday, Sibuniso. And he is under, I'm sure, a huge amount of pressure following that report yesterday. Canadians have made a pitch for Adept IT. They don't like these kinds of scandals, I would think.
Yeah, good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your listeners. And they just leave the salacious details, lest we comment on them, and who knows who might follow us. But coming back to this particular story, let's first understand the company, and then we'll get to the deal, because sure, there's a lot of information around Adept IT. So Adept IT is a relatively small JSE-listed South African IT companies that services in 53 countries worldwide, over 10,000 customers. It provides software services in the education, manufacturing space, energy space, and it's basically the things that make those areas work. Now, what had happened in April, Adept IT shares were trading just above 4 Rand. Then a Canadian company, part of Constellation Group, but this particular division called Volaris, came in and made a 6.50 all cash offer for Adept IT. So they wanted to acquire the assets of Adept IT, all cash. There's a material premium. Then, soon after that, Huge Group, which is a listed company also, they said, well, we will offer you 5.50 for Adept IT, but this one is not cash, it's just share swap. Then there have been, if you read the press, there's been a lot between these three companies. That the Canadians are sitting there saying, hey, wait a minute, what's going on with these things with the CEO? Huge Group had videos on its website telling Adept IT shareholders that they should take their offer because the Canadian offer has got conditions. And so, anyway, we saw some details that the advisory board at Adept IT is going to take some time. And then I think it's going to come out and actually advise their own shareholders as to which offer is best for the company. So a lot going on here around Adept IT. But I think the CEO stuff, those are personal matters. Let's ignore that. Let's understand there's a company here which offers services on a global basis. It's attracted the interest of a global player who wants to buy all of it. But it's now in competition with another player which says, hey, I also want to buy it, but I want to swap. So the shareholders continue to participate in the upside.
Yeah, I mean, the business part of the story is so exciting. It really is. And just the competition for the asset and the adverts that the Huge Group was playing and were putting on their website and being instructed to take down. It's ferocious and fabulous. Yeah. Talk to me about Raubex. Raubex is this road-building company based in the Free State, and it just has been a perennial, you know, survivor and, in good times, a good performer too.
Yeah, Raubex is a fascinating one, Bruce, because it says something about South Africa. So Raubex is actually one of the last two construction companies that are listed. Our clients own a material stake in this particular business because when we look at South Africa, we say, hey, wait a minute, any country that basically seeks to recover from some form of a recession, usually infrastructure is the kind of thing that creates jobs quickly, and infrastructure creates efficiencies in the economy. So governments will throw money at infrastructure. These particular results that Raubex has released weren't amazing. Actually, they were not great at all. So the revenue was up 1.3%, profits were down 24%, and earnings per share, it was down 37%. So you look at that and you're saying, well, what's the hype? Well, construction companies get their orders ahead of time. So the order book, so new projects in Raubex are now 17 billion versus this time last year, they had 10 billion. Now, if we look into the details of this, Raubex won contracts in the second half of their financial year from SANRAL, the National Roads Agency, to the tune of 4.4 billion rand. Hey, SANRAL hasn't been spending money, Bruce, but all of a sudden SANRAL is starting to issue contracts. This is good for the country. But Raubex also does infrastructure. We saw that order book swell to 4.2 billion from 2.8 previously. But actually, we also saw the international side. So Raubex also has an Africa and an Australian business. The Africa business, they won a big contract in Zimbabwe. We saw that contract, that order book go from 400 million to 4.3 billion. So, and then the company talks a lot in the actual report about how the government infrastructure and recovery plan is set to benefit them. So this is very healthy for the country, very healthy for the nation. And we saw the shares react very, very positively on that particular news. And the share price closed up 5%. Wilson Bailey, the other construction company, and they closed up 3%. And again, like you said, Bruce, the key here, there used to be loads of construction companies in South Africa, and actually the weaker ones fell off. Now we've got two. And they've survived primarily because they've got very strong balance sheets. And so therefore, any work that is material that is going to come out is going to be captured by these two. We think this is a fantastic investment opportunity. And we particularly, on behalf of our clients, love this particular company.
Could you be a bit more enthusiastic? Sibonise Nxumalo, thank you, Portfolio Manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group.